They know each other. We've hung out together. Bob Somerville will be here, Marianne Akers. And the mayor has put in a call to one of his buddies, Maxine Waters,
who will be joining us. If you recall, she was one of the first people on our programs years ago.
Actually, I don't know if she was on the show. I think she just did the pilot.
That is what
That's
I call
right.
our
yeah.
show.
Yes, exactly.
She was a guest on day one, show one.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
I don't remember her being on day one. I remember we got Willie Brown. You wouldn't believe the people we got Willie Brown to call in and get to do a pilot, which is, it was the test of the Rolodex.
I called in Mary Magdalene, but she didn't call back.
And Condoleezza Rice didn't pick up the phone either.
Well, I have a few questions for both those women. If you can get them, let me add them for a minute, all right?
There you go, John.
Yeah, all right, guys.
John.
Thank
Stick
you.
Around. Listen to the program for 3 hours, and believe me, in the fourth hour, you'll
learn something.
All right, you heard them. Listen up. It's coming up next. After we do our Quake News Team special here at the top of the hour, more news and downloadable audio available for you all the time. It's at QuakeRadio.com. Here on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a Quake News Team special, Monitoring the Media, a Bay Area report card on 960 The Quake.
The old economy of news has shifted. It's much cheaper to produce with smaller units, one-man bands, rather than a reporter, a producer, a cameraman, and a sound man. In our ongoing series on the media, we talk with Danny Schechter, the news dissector of MediaChannel.org, who says the days of big production teams and TV are numbered.
And that's been replaced by one person who usually has so many stories to cover, they can't give anything the attention it really deserves. So we've seen a devolution of news, a dumbing down of news.
That's the danger of using one-man bands, but proponents say the idea is not just to save money, but to increase the number of stories newsrooms can cover, with everyone in the newsroom able to produce, shoot, report, write, and edit. Cron 4 here in the Bay Area was one of the first stations in the country to try this method. It's still a work in progress. We taped 5-6 o'clock Cron 4 newscast recently, and here's what we found. A major focus on local stories, a lot of sports, but quite a few pieces that looked like a reporter grabbed the camera, or a photographer trying his hand at voiceover tracking. All in all, though, a serious effort to leave relevant overturned. And then a ruling on everybody's favorite atheist, Michael Newdow, on his latest lawsuit against In God We Trust. Issue-oriented, relevant stories. Then there was the Susan Polk case and Fajita Gate, but those were not leads. And there was also an effort to cover the vote tally in the Oakland mayoral race. By comparison, that same day, KTVU led with murders in San Jose, put handgun bans second, and then the Polk murder case, a domestic violence case, a Marin shooting, and a fatal fire in Richmond. Tomorrow, we'll take a closer look at KTVU Channel 2 and go beyond the crime.
You can hear our special series on Bay Area News at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake, or find them online at quakeradio.com.
When people think sexy, they think Benihana chefs.
How do you like your hibachi steak?
Rare, please. Now, the way you flip that is so sexy. Do you think that's the key to your continuing sexy allure?
Lady, I'm married.
Remember, folks, at Benihana, it's our tables that sizzle. Watch our legendary chefs prepare all your favorites, like hibachi steak and shrimp on our world-famous teppanyaki-style grill. Benihana, an experience at every table.
I'm in it. I'm married.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Hurry in to Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST and try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Let's check Quake traffic from the Cron 4 Traffic Center.
704 on 960 The Quake. This report brought to you by the North Face. An old grade accident, 680 southbound after the truck scales. Now over on the shoulder. This crash is on the shoulder now, too. It was blocking for a little while. 92 eastbound at Skyline. Metering lights are on at the Bay Bridge. Toll Plaza back up to the foot of the maze. Golden Gate Bridge is smooth through the tunnel into San Francisco. Saving the latest spring and summer gear now at the North Face Summer Sale. Now through Sunday, July 9th at the North Face store. Post Street in San Francisco, Alma Street in Palo Alto. We'll check local headlines at the bottom of the hour. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John, and good morning. 7:05, and we're ready to rock here at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero to the dulcet tones of John Scott's voice and Willie and the Poor Boys.
And your scratchy voice, boss.
Yeah, I know. My voice is under some sort of domestic attack here.
That's what happens when you go to the baseball game and it comes 5-1 and the guy hits a grand slam home
run. Ray. Ray.
He's becoming the powerhouse on the team.
Seven RBIs. Yeah. Two swings. Uh-huh.
And Alou is back at Laguna Honda?
Oh, God, we don't know.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he's 15-day disabled, which is, you know, not good news. All those high-priced players for the Giants are all in some form of...
They can't get Barry and Moises together. They
on the same
can't get
team.
Them. No, they can't get them in the same lineup.
Barry threw a strike, though.
Oh, man, he nailed that guy at second.
Trying to stretch a
single. But it was such a stupid move on his part. I don't...
You mean the guy?
Yes!
Oh, so you're telling me it was an easy out.
No. It was a stupid move. You get the heart of the lineup. You got Teixeira and all those heavy hitters. Blaylock are coming up behind him. And then you end up, you would have had a guy in first and third with one out with all the heavy hitters coming. And then you get a guy in third base with two out. And they were behind by five runs. That was a stupid move. But then Randy Winn made a stupid move in the first. He doubled the lead off the game. Then he tried to steal third with Bonds coming up. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, he should have been protecting Bonds at that stage of the game. But again, last night they walked Bonds twice, and he scored. As part of the Grand Slam process.
And he belted that puppy, too.
But, you know, he has now been on base all but one time in the last 14 or 15 times he's been up to the plate, either by walking or by
getting
hit.
He had a streak of 11 that was broken when he grounded out in the first.
Right. So that's why I said so. But then he came up two more times, and he got on. Two walks last night.
And Jason's pitching today, so I'm going to the game.
Jason's pitching today, so we should go 6-3 rather than 4.
And Debbie predicted 7-2. I predicted 6-3.
You predicted 6-3. Will your prediction make a difference?
I hope so.
Jason's due for a great game.
6-3 is so much different than 5-4. Yeah. They need a sweep at home is what they need.
Well, he's due for a great game. And then the Warriors drafted a guy. I know everybody says, you guys do so much sports. Well, yeah, we do so much sports. That's true.
That's because we're interested in it.
But not all that. It's part of our job.
Yeah.
Progressive doesn't mean at all times discussing who got fired as executive director of the Taxing Commission.
Who did?
Someone got fired?
My friend Heidi. Seriously. Can you imagine? Yeah, it is terrible. I'm embarrassed because the people that fired her are people that I appointed.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Are the Taxing Commission?
They're all lame ducks. But the mayor hasn't gotten around to replacing them. And she has been a staunch advocate on behalf of the drivers and things like that. And it's created some concern in the industry.
Some friction.
Yeah. Well, some of these, well, no, more than friction.
Oh, yeah.
Real concern. they had like a 6 or 7 hour meeting. And the last 2 hours was around whether or not she should be terminated. And they're all lame ducks. None of them have any tenure on the commission. And five of them are appointed by me, and they voted to fire her. I can't believe it. I can't wait to get on the telephone this morning and say, are you guys nuts? The mayor's going to think I had something to do with that. And all I do is take taxes to 960 The Quake to Hotel Vital every morning. I come down here by cab. My intentions have been, however, to get up and get on the cable car. But I have not gotten up that early. I actually do get up that early. Yeah, I can get up, walk 2 blocks, take the cable car,
yeah,
and I'd be right here.
Right down to the Hyatt.
That's right. Get out and you know, get a cappuccino, consume that one before I get here, and then there would be another one waiting for me. But I've not been able to do that. I can stay here. And believe me, I get the most interesting cab drivers ever. This morning.
Did they ever listen to us?
I get in this morning, and the first thing the cab driver says is, okay, you explain that ruling by the Supreme Court on redistricting.
Please do.
I said, listen to the show, and you'll get it all.
That's a San Francisco cab driver.
But that's funny, because Will and I were sitting here going, when the mayor comes in, let's ask him.
Well, I'm telling you,
you're a politician. We figured that you could explain
the Supreme Court decision about redistricting
Texas.
Oh,
I can.
Well, go ahead.
That's easy. It's a pushover. We need more time. But we will talk about that. We will talk about that for sure. But this termination of Heidi Machen, I think, is
how long has she been in
she's been
position?
In, she was the mayor's assistant
exactly.
when he served as a supervisor. And so when he went into City Hall, he moved the woman that I had as the tax commissioner.
Mayor McGreamy?
Director.
She was Mayor McGreamy's assistant?
Yes. She was his assistant as a soup. The lady that I had doing the taxi stuff became the head of purchasing, that is, overall for the city. And there was a vacancy. And so he moved Heidi off of his staff, let her take a charge. She took that commission.
When you were mayor?
No.
He was mayor.
Just as he became mayor. So she's been there for a relatively short period of time. Right. And believe me, she's a young woman, young single woman, very attractive, tough as all nails, though. I mean, like real tough. And she has been, and you have to be, I guess, working in that industry. And she's really been doing audits of the cabs and raising questions about whether or not if you have a medallion, you're supposed to drive in this town. You know, you just can't rent it out. And she has been apparently raising questions about that.
Oh, yeah, that's happening. Yeah, everybody with a medallion is driving. Yeah, we know that's happening.
Yeah, and then she's had some interest, I think, in trying to make sure that drivers who are not medallion owners get health care coverage as part of their work schedule. And, of course, the owners, as is the case with employers everywhere, have real questions about whether or not people should get health care coverage.
Yeah, they have an answer. They don't have questions. They have an answer, and the answer is no. It's that simple.
Well, at any rate, so she obviously has had some confrontation. And the interesting part about all of this is, yesterday, 2 days ago, my cab driver was driving me along and taking me along a new route because he wanted to stress it out a little bit more. He needed to talk to me. And what he wanted to talk to me about was health care coverage for cab drivers. And I finally agreed that, yes, I'll meet with them. So one day next week, one cab is going to be waiting out there to whisk me off to a restaurant to meet with a rump group of drivers to discuss whether or not they get
how to get health care.
They're going to ask me how to get health care. They don't understand that I am now in the private sector.
I like that expression, the rump group of cab drivers.
Well, that's what they want to do. They have
to sit on their rump all day and drive around.
But the cab business, it's becoming interesting. And do you know that people who have medallions in this town can earn several thousand dollars a month leasing their medallions out?
Yes.
And that's a medallion that the city just granted you?
Yes.
It's like the city grants you a license and you do nothing except acquire a used police car, an old abandoned police car, paint it, and you got
a
deal.
And then lease it out to the city.
No, it's not to the city. You lease
other
it
drivers.
Out. You lease it out to other drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And it, obviously, it's a weird operation because...
How do I get a medallion?
That's the point.
Uh-huh.
I got pillared, you know, by some of the taxi industry people. I issued more medallions. No mayor had done that in years and years and years.
And the taxi drivers hated that because they were worried that it was going to flood the street.
No, the taxi owners. The drivers loved it because almost everybody driving had been on the list, Will, seven, eight, 10, 15 years. And now when I get in cabs, about half the cabs I ride in, I ride for free. And it's because some guy has a medallion that I got for him. Or I don't know who these people are. They say, I start giving money. So, no, you can't give me any money. So what do you mean? So you don't understand. You've been taking care of me and my family for the last 14 months. Mm-hmm. How the hell have I been taking care of you and your family? I didn't know about you, son. They said, no, I'm not your son. But you got me a medallion. I was on the list. I've been on the list for 25 years or 15 years or whatever it is. And there's nobody else would have done that. And we're really grateful to you.
So Heidi got bounced by the commission, most of which was...
2 a.m. in the morning.
What?
Can you imagine getting your cell phone called and said, hey, you don't come to work tomorrow. We don't need you.
Oh, don't go in there, Heidi. That's for employees only.
So she got bounced. And you ask, what would Willie do? I know this is not the time, Paul, but what would Willie do under these circumstances? I would fire all the commissioners. I would appoint a new group of commissioners, and they would immediately hire her Heidi back before the day is over.
Wow.
She'd never miss a day of pay. She would never miss a day of pay.
Raven,
that's what he should do.
Box her stuff up and move it out.
Now, that kind
office.
Of stuff gets you. Kind of stuff gets you an allegation by the Chronicle that you're arrogant, that you're power mad, etc. Absolutely. No question about it. But it's all in the interest of fairness.
But you can't attract good people unless you protect the people that you already have. If they see that you're protecting the good people in your administration, then you're more likely to get good people to come. If they think that they're gonna get ditched at a moment's notice, people will be a little leery about changing jobs and coming from the private sector.
That's why the hit guy has got to protect the underlings.
Right.
So Newsom needs
ostensibly, what was their reason? What was their...
They gave no reason. No reason whatsoever.
Why would
whatsoever.
They do it then?
They did it because they don't like how she pushes and how she moves the industry. One of them said she thinks she's beholden to the mayor, not to us. Well, of course she's beholden to the mayor. That's who appointed her. Who else should she be beholden to? Can you imagine?
That's pretty audacious.
No,
who said that?
One of them.
You know, yeah.
On a condition of, you know, Allah, the New York Times. By the way, it's funny how the Wall Street Journal and the Los Angeles Times, neither one of them are being looked at for this revelation of this international financial transaction.
The SWIFT transaction.
Absolutely. And the New York Times is being held up to the highest level of ridicule.
Jeez,
did you see what Dennis Hessler said?
The Washington
the speaker said?
The Wall Street Journal, isn't it? No, what did Hastert say?
He said yesterday something to the effect that you're risking the lives, you're putting the lives of Americans in jeopardy by being loose-lipped on your reporting. And, of course, Mr. Keller for the Times in his erudite clothing, standing next to this overweight fellow, and this fellow with the hair that is absolutely perfect, like your hairdresser want yours to be when you come in to get it cut. And he is saying, I have no idea what this speaker is talking about. It's quite interesting confrontation.
Man, that's like throwing the calendar back 65 years. Loose lips, thin chips.
They even reference our show in there. They don't specifically say the Quake, but they say the last time the New York Times faced this challenge was when it printed the Pentagon Papers.
Uh-huh.
We just had Daniel Ellsberg here to talk about the occasion when the New York Times was under attack by having printed the Pentagon.
And he intimated that the Times are just, not the New York Times, but the Times today are just as bad, just as
unwilling
scary,
to take the threat,
yeah.
Unwilling to take their risk. And then I thought I was listening to George Bush. I didn't fully understand Russian, but I understood the interpretation. The head of Russia just announced that he has put out a contract on those who grabbed those Russians over in Iraq, and he has ordered the Russian Secret Service to go find and kill each one of them.
Putin did?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that isn't a la George Bush, I kid you not.
Don't mess with the KGB.
No. I mean,
maybe we can get them to find Osama bin Laden for us.
No, the Israelis are trying to hire them to find that soldier.
Mm. And there's a new video supposedly coming out by Osama. Might come out later today.
And we'll talk more about what Dennis Hasselhurst had to say in D.C. as we do our D.C. Thursdays. And Mary Ann Akers joins us.
Excellent.
Writes from Roll Call, Heard on the Hill, for a column in that newspaper, 719. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter. Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers. And now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man. Or just about any car, truck, or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the Auto West banner.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions.